Now we're doing it. We're still getting chairs.
Yes, whatever you say, it's on you.
Can and will be used against you.
I can't think of anything.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the
D-Squad.
This is our femininity edition.
Soft. Do you have any soft sounds? Play some soft sounds for me, bro. No, that's not soft. That's definitely not soft. That's insulting.
I think that's soft.
Where's the tinklings?
I don't know.
What are the tinklings? No, definitely not.
No.
You press it. Thank you.
There we go.
That's our feminine sounds. Our feminine sound.
That's right.
Yes.
We're all coming into that. We're gonna use our soft voices here.
This reminds me of that TikTok where it says if your penis made a sound when you got a hard on.
I wanted to make that sound. Can you imagine how magical your dick is, bro? Like, you pull it out in sparkles and rainbows and that shit comes out, bro.
Sparkles. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are here, all right?
Women are on trial.
Now, I'm already angry.
That's right. We have talked about
male toxicity.
We've talked about male toxicity and how toxicity affects our culture in America. But now,
it is time.
Now
for
we
women.
Get on to the one that doesn't get talked about at all. It does not get talked about.
Does it exist?
Period. And it does exist. And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is female toxicity in America.
Oh, 100%. We're giving the women all the smoke. We're giving them the smoke.
The smoke.
Smoke.
Let's start off
with
the number one on my list.
Damn. The number one. How long is this list?
Yes.
Oh, damn, he's... Yes.
How long is this list?
Damn.
Yes.
Oh, smoke. We coming from
we
the...
We there.
We got the smoke, we ladies.
There. All right. First things first. Never apologizing for when they're wrong.
Ooh.
I think never is a very strong word over there.
Never say never.
Wait.
That's an absolute. You can't use those.
No problem. Hey, Dan, when's the last time Rita apologized?
To be honest, Rita apologized too much, actually. Like,
Hold on. Oh, shit. I knew you fucked up.
Don't you come at me!
Wrong person to be in the room today.
Press the green button. Press the green button. Oh, scarred.
Goddamn green button. Damn it, Rita. Stop being so good.
Rita is the nicest, and she'll apologize before. She'll apologize a week ahead of time.
Thank you.
She's like, listen, I'm going to do some fucked up shit in about 72 hours. I'm just letting you know now. I'm preempting it.
Anyway, so why did you say that's too much of an absolute, Jenna?
You can't say never because you can't put all of us in the same category.
Let's say rarely. Would you like? Should I change never to rarely?
If they're wrong.
Maybe you're just with the wrong women.
Maybe I'm just around the wrong women. Maybe that's what it's not. Because it's not women that I'm with.
You need to find a mature woman who can, you know, own up to her shit.
Who can own up to her shit?
No. Rick came with smoke and they came with an industrial
I'm
fan.
I'm coming back.
You see that, right, Kevin?
They're not fucking around. They're like, yo, keep that smoke, bro.
Like, what is that? Yeah.
Better get your lube ready. I'm coming for you.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yo,
Jenna's
so
terrified.
I'm so intimidated.
I know.
She brought the medical grade
gloves.
She's like, shh.
She's like, so.
I understand the human anatomy.
For that one, I might have to triple glove over there. I don't know. I don't think one glove is enough.
Actually, triple gloving is more negative of an impact than a positive impact. But that's
you need that hazmat glove. You need that hazmat. The full arm, like they put up a cow's ass.
Yeah.
Like to the elbows. Elbow glove. Yeah.
Going deep.
You get that.
Going deep.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, what's next on your list? All right.
Wait. Let's go back. Hold on. Let's go back to never apologizing. So you've never been apologized to, or you talking about in deep scenarios, like sometimes you had, like, what was a scenario that you were not part of?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, I have one, but you know. So, I have a scenario.
Okay, so, scenario. Girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Blasting me, calling me constantly, like something is wrong. I'm thinking the house is on fire. I'm thinking like somebody crashed their car and is like flying 50 feet in the air, and I'm getting a phone call, right? Like shit is like going bonkers. Finally, I answer the phone. Hey babe, what's up? What's wrong? Are you okay? You're still talking to that bitch, aren't you?
Oh damn.
What? No, well, no.
That sounds like a
That's a woman that's threat.
Yeah, that's
you know, you made her not trust you. And
well, first of all, And then second of all, we're not going to talk about... No, okay, all right, so we're going to segue a little bit into
He's
that.
He's definitely not innocent in this.
No, we're going to segue a little bit into this. One...
You're not helping the
I don't... No. One...
Plugging up.
One...
Less
it's half and half. One, I do not step out of relationships. But two, I could work on making them feel more secure because I do have a lot of female friends that I do stay in contact with, and therefore some girls that I'm with tend to get insecure when they realize that I have a lot of female friends that I am just friends with. So some of them would be like, oh, who is this person? Where is she from? Da 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 da. Have you ever slept with her? Da 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 da. And I'm like, hey, this girl literally doesn't even live in the state anymore. We are Facebook friends and we keep in contact to talk about our kids.
Yeah, but is it a Facebook friend that like makes kissy faces and hearts all over every post? Because those are the ones you gotta like, you know.
No. Not like heart. No. We don't do those heartsy kissy faces. No. Yeah. We're talking like they may like a pic or they may like a quote or they may like a meme, but it's not like hearts and ha ha ha's and shit like that. Like that's not the way the game is played.
There's some thirsty women out there.
There are. There's some that don't care whether they're in a relationship or not, you know.
But yeah, like I have female friends. I expect the woman that I'm in a relationship with to respect the fact that they were friends before you came into the relationship.
Yeah.
And therefore, if I'm in that, like, don't be insecure. If I'm gonna hang out with my female friends, I'm still gonna invite you to come hang out with my female friends. I'm not gonna do anything that would seem shady. Like, hey, it's gonna be me and her by ourselves till like 2 a.m. No. Hey, my friend's inviting us out for drinks. Let's go get some drinks.
You're devaluing her emotions, though. I mean, like...
But are your female friends, like, you know, respecting her? Like, I mean, are they...
Yeah, no.
Well, like, hold on. Like, I mean, is that up to you to determine, like, your female
if
friends
they're
are
respecting her?
Like, yeah, but if you're like, in a relationship and, you know, you have some chick that's commenting all over everything and, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. like, this heart, that heart, whatever, like, I mean... Someone's not gonna, if you're in a relationship, like the girlfriend's not gonna like that if they're like, okay, so who's this chick that's all over everything?
Right, no, but he's saying, like, all right, there's no kissy faces and stuff like that. Okay, like, but so if you go out,
it's two different things, yeah.
And then when we go out, like, I'm still inviting the girlfriend along, like, hey, I just got an invitation to go hang out with Rita. You wanna go hang out with Rita?
Right. I mean, my thing about that is just like, you know,
I'm not excluding you from me hanging out with my female
and you know,
friends.
And you know everything that's going on.
Exactly.
Like, she knows everything that's going on, so you're not hiding anything.
Right. So this girl was thinking that I was still talking to her and that we were like, you know, doing it. And literally she was like, oh, I saw a message saying that you messaged her saying love that. And I was like, is that the only message you saw? And she's like, I couldn't get into your phone, but it was a message from you to her saying love that. And I was like, this is the password. Type in the password and read the rest of the trend. And it was literally me talking about how she just dyed it. She cut her hair and dyed her hair to be shorter. Mm. And then like she was like, you know, dating like this new chick. And I was like, yo, love that.
Yeah.
No apology.
So I had a deeper one. I had one scenario that Dana chick. Got sick, went to the hospital.
She did or you did?
She did.
Okay. She went to the hospital.
And, you know, she was in there actually for, like, three, four days, whatever. Anyway, after day number one, you know, go to visit her, and she's just like, you know, in there talking, we're cool, chilling, okay, I'm about to go. And then she's just like, listen, I gotta let you know something that, you know, while I was in here, they tested me for everything, and it came back that I had, and I forgot what the STD was, or whatever. And she was like, you're the only person I was with. I was like, now, I mean, back in my days, I was definitely like, every 6 months, there was a check.
Got to.
Y'all nasty.
Got to.
It was a check. And I'm just like, listen. And like, you nasty know what? When I was with this one person, shut
I'm
up.
I'm telling mom.
Shut up. So I knew. I mean, I knew I was kind of just like, there's. So anyway, I go to Planned Parenthood to get checked out. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, you know.
Shut up.
The lady that was there, the one that was, I kind of told her what it was about. And so she was automatically like pissed off. Cause I was like, oh, my girlfriend says that she got tested for da 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 da, so I'm coming in to get a full spectrum. Okay, now back then they didn't do the blood work; they do the little alien jaw things that go in and clamp a piece of your urethra and pull it out.
Oh my god!
What's that? I take that shout out back from Planned Parenthood.
Right?
What the fuck?
Were they trying to like sterilize
the male
passport?
Listen, man.
Fuck that.
She made it extra hard. She just made it. I
made
she
one
just,
extra hard.
Like, yeah, she just. She was extra mean about it.
That day, a new face
anyway
was born.
I'm looking for another dick inside the dick.
Oh.
Anyway, she did that. Like that. She was like, come back in 3 days. Mm-hmm. All right. Came back in 3 days. I got your test results back. And she was like, yeah, you have nothing. You're all clear. I'm all clear. Nothing. Yeah. Is there any possible way that I could have had this and given it to her? No, you have nothing of it. Could I have, like, cured myself of it or something? No, you don't have nothing. And I even asked her, I was like, when I first came in, you thought I was, she's like, yep, most cases, most guys come in, if their girlfriend accuses them of having an STD, it's usually the boyfriend that has it.
Oh. In the clear.
I didn't get an apology from her, because I know she made it extra hard. Anyway, I told my girlfriend at the time, I was like, I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm clear, like, there's nothing. Here's my test results. She looked at it, she folded them up, mm-hmm. She put it away.
So she got done dirty by another dude. Mm. Probably, she was stepping out on
it. Yep. I didn't get an apology. I didn't get nothing. Yeah. Oh. I was like, let me let that slide for. I gave her 3 days. I was like, 3 days, no view, no contact.
Why was she in the hospital?
Huh? Man. I don't know. It was like some stomach parasite or something like that. Right. She swallowed something wrong.
Oh. Damn. That's the nicest way to put it, I think.
Oh, got a bad load. A bad pistachio.
I did have another one where my dad gave me a gift, and he gave me a sword.
Start with that, bro.
I do have a gift. Hey, listen, this was all natural hereditary traits. But anyway, he gave me a gift. It was like a sword with like the whole like cleansing materials and the whetstone and everything like that, right? Well, my girl found it one day. She thought it was a gift from one of my like exes.
Even if it was,
I know. I need non-toxic women. That's what I need. I need non-toxic women.
You need mature women.
However,
yeah,
that toxic woman hit different sometimes.
Anyway, it hits different. It does hit different.
We're fucking with them 20-year-olds, bro.
What's that? Y'all love that crazy.
Listen, when you fuck crazy, crazy fucks back, and it feels really good. We were like, oh, I love the way her eyes glisten in
this
the night.
This girl legit like took when it she's apart, stalking you? Threw it in like the trash and like the trash can to get picked up from the garbage disposal unit, and like I didn't even know she did it until later. And then like I was like, where's my fucking sword? She's like, oh, I threw the gift that your ex gave you.
Oh, that's a full like, on site. You need to leave.
I was like, hey, just so you're clear. My ex didn't give that to me. That was my dad, and he gave it to me for my birthday. So wherever the fuck you put it, I'm gonna need you to get that shit back. I'm gonna go leave the house, get some food. I expect it back in the closet when I get back. And that's when I found out that she put it there. No apology, no nothing. Just, you know, it just be like that.
Just let it ride.
We just don't apologize.
All right, so hold on. I wanna ask something of the fellas in here.
Let's go, fellas.
All right, so we was are we comfortable with saying that women maybe don't apologize as much? Not no. You're excluded because you're blessed from on high.
The fuck, Rita.
Fuck you.
How dare you be such a good person?
Yeah. Terrible. How dare you?
Ruining my shit.
Who allowed you to do that?
But I will say this: there's a thing that I have heard, and this tends not to come from toxic women, because most times toxic women just won't apologize at all. I've experienced that. But sorry being used as a weapon. Sorry being used as a way to sort of like manipulate the conversation, like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's like, you're not apologizing for anything.
That's a narcissist trait right there. I mean, that's a whole flip right there.
Yeah.
Oh. That's flipping it. That's flipping it. I see that on both men and women.
Yeah.
I seem like, you know, but I mean, I'll be honest with you, women are better at mind games than guys are. We're kind of direct and dumb. Women are better at playing that role. They have us figured out. If they really want to, and be like, you know what, they can manipulate us to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
I feel
like
they're trained all their lives to do that.
They have. We started the game late. We start getting hormones at like 12 and up. They have a 12-year head start on us.
Well, you know,
still catching up.
Already running our shit.
Like one thing I pick up on, like especially on social media, is like when you see a little girl, oh, she's so beautiful, but you see a boy, oh, you know. Nice kid, you know?
Like, oh, that's a, you it's know, like, standard human you've created.
Right,
that's
nice standard. Hey, yeah, he's a big boy. He's growing so fast.
All right.
I'm going to go to the next level.
Yeah, I was going to say next. Oh, I thought you were going to go to the next
level. No. Sorry. Next item on the list.
There you go.
Okay?
Yes.
There is a list.
Toxic.
Toxic femininity.
Toxic, yeah. All that. Yes. It's brain shutting down. We're going to get this out. Attention seeking because of insecurities.
What kind of?
Yeah. Let's take Stephen Curry's wife for example. Okay. Okay. Do we all know who? Yes. Yeah. We know who she is. Correct.
It's
yes.
Sports.
Okay. So, she has gone on record stating that she wants more attention because, like, and that comes from her not feeling secure. Like, that comes from her not getting enough attention for a man. Well, granted, man's a busy man. All right. Curry's out there getting fucking championships. All right. Respect the man.
Shit.
He's on his grind and shit. But she has stated, and many girls agreed with this, that they were like, oh, it's harmless if they go to seek attention online through pictures and posting stuff on Instagram and social media and stuff to get that attention because they need that. They need to feel, wanted. They need to feel special. They need to feel that way. And because, like, the attention they're getting from their one man isn't enough because that man is, well, obviously doing his thing and he's working. So let's talk about that. What's up?
Damn.
What's up? Not the green one.
Yeah.
I think that is a heavy toxic trait.
It all of a sudden got so quiet.
Yeah. What's up?
I think that falls on the line of having a mature woman.
Well, I think it falls into, I think if you look at the opposite side, like we were talking about guys who think the only thing we can offer is our dicks and the amount of money that we make. That's how we get attention.
Right.
For women, okay, if you,
you know. This is how we are given value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to society.
So for women, according to society, looks is a piece of their value.
But we're the only animal that, like, you know, it's usually the women parades for guys.
What?
Whereas, like.
Not in the animal kingdom. Most like the peacock? For example,
yeah, that's it. Most animals in the animal kingdom, the guys are the ones that parade to get the women.
Yeah.
We're
the one that do the dress up.
Here, it's the women that parade.
Oh,
yeah, it's the men. Like the women are the ones advertising.
Yeah, the makeup,
the makeup,
plastic surgery,
the
waxing.
The guys will still like
the waxing.
The waxing
with their shirts off, or they'll be like posting their money, or
no, you'll take pictures with your. Fuck you and your abs. You take your abs and you jump out that fucking window. Oh my god, I sniff a cookie. I go into diabetic shock. I don't want to hear that shit.
That's also the culture of, like, I want to say it's even worse down here in South Florida because everyone, it's chasing the Joneses type thing. Like, everyone, you can look at people's profiles and not even realize they're in a relationship because there's all these selfies and just. It's all about clout down here, I feel like. I'm not saying it's not other places, but it's definitely worse in the area. And it works for guys and girls, and I will say a lot of the females are really bad at it. But half the time, I mean, people are in relationships, you'd have no clue because they're too busy trying to get attention from everybody else because the like and the comments are more important than, real life.
It hits that Skinner box. You get that little neurological blip every time, you get a like
or a
comment.
It's like a little endorphin rush kind of
thing. Yeah.
The little click, oh, my God, somebody else liked this. Somebody else liked this. Mm-hmm. But it's the same. It's that same sense of, like, you know, you're searching for something that's
sense of importance.
Need to that sense of importance that you need to find within yourself or understand that you are more than what your body is.
Well, I mean, I think it's a really dumbed down version of what it is that we've always seeked as a human society, which is validation that we were here.
Right.
Like, we look at civilizations of old, and it's just everybody has the same idea. We all know that at some point in time, we're all going to clock out. We're all going to die. But we want to be remembered after the fact. We want to know that we were here to begin with. So we now have access to platforms which we can broadcast out to the entire world. And now everyone is fighting for, you know,
that
recognition that they're, I'm here. I'm here and I don't want to disappear. I don't know, man. It is as far as that attention seeking goes, it's both on the male and female side, but for women it's a bit different because we know beyond the shadow of doubt that men are visually driven. I mean, online porn is a multi-billion-dollar business.
Well, look at all the filters and Photoshop and everything. You see these people in real life, they're usually like... significantly bigger.
It's like, did you just catfish your entire existence?
You're like, that's not even the same person.
Have you seen the contour TikToks?
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah.
What are you? What is that?
What, with mayonnaise?
I heard chocolate mayonnaise.
I just opened up TikTok and I was
popped
up.
So you're just hearing chocolate out of everything.
I have chocolate.
It's over. Okay? Chocolate's over. No more chocolate tacos. It's over.
Ladies, I got you.
I want to say, like, that whole attention thing, like, the same way it's toxic in guys, it's the same thing as toxic in women. I wouldn't say it's much different.
It's just that for
we have a different way of expressing it.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna post it on D Squad Instagram. But they're Hugh Jackman. I think I mentioned this before. Hugh Jackman on the cover of Muscle and Fitness was jacked, oiled up, you know, looking crazy. And it's like that's what the male aesthetic was. But like Hugh Jackman did the same thing on like the cover of good housewives or some crazy shit. He was wearing like a nice cardigan, very, very presentable. And it's just like, and it's like, you know, women are driven. I mean, I'm not, let me not just generalize like that, but according to the way media portrays men, they're not, that's not what they're really into. You look at any rom-com, which is definitely not geared towards guys, the men, we see the men in those movies as being like effeminate weirdos who, you know, bake cookies. That way scares the crap out of me. That is absolute magic. But, you know, you for when it comes to like action movies which are geared towards us, like the dudes are all like, you know, these giant stoic, you know, writ, you know, dudes who don't say anything. They're men of few words, and all they do is they fuck and then they, you know, run off into the sunset or whatever. And it's just like, that's not what they're looking for. So I don't really know. I don't really know. Is it really just a toxic trait, or is it?
Raise our daughters as princesses, all over the place. You see any guy? Oh, that's my princess. And no, quit fucking doing that. Raise a strong woman. You know, it's like quit coddling her and telling her, and she's got to go find her prince. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. It's kind of gross. Yeah, that's what you're insinuating.
It really is, though.
Do you think it's worse now? I see it as being worse. I see like girls who are jumping into that whole, I need makeup, I need da-da-da-da. Like, I see them doing that, like, a lot younger now.
Oh my God,
yeah, like, it's interesting because, like, you
know, that's some scary fucking shit.
We teach
right
kids
there,
and stuff, too, and, like, when I see the kids, like, grow older and older and, like, certain things that they're doing that I didn't see when I was younger, like, even just that, like, little bit of a generational gap, it's like, they're starting to put makeup on coming to, like, Kung Fu class. I'm like,
yeah, no.
What are you doing?
I wanted to say something.
I'm like, what? Like, you're coming here to learn martial arts.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing makeup?
Yeah.
And, like, part of me wants to, like, just sit down and talk to them and ask why do they feel like they need to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the you know, everything that's been going on with our social media, like, you know, what they look at on YouTube and you know, on Instagram, like stuff like that. Yeah, you see that sort of stuff and you say, oh, this woman is getting, like, it's the same thing, like, so, like, you know, they talking about, like, the black community, where, you know, growing up, especially if you're growing up in a hood or in a ghetto, the people that you see who seem to have any semblance of power were like the pimps or the drug dealers. They had the best cars, they had the best clothes, and da da da. So that's why everybody strives to be like that. You know, and you see, like, on Instagram, people who have got the most followers, because now followers is your, like you said, that level of attention that you get. Like,
let me wear these short shorts and these dances and get all these followers.
What's her name? Charlie, whatever. Oh, yeah. Like, she's like 16 or 17, and she has like how many freaking followers on TikTok?
She's
like
right.
A millionaire.
Yeah.
You see all the girls trying to do the TikTok dances while they're just walking in the fucking street, like.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's scary.
Everybody just wants to have the Pope like their butt selfie. Everybody wants that Pope validation. That Pope clout.
But Pope, you got the same thing that's starting to pop up in men, too. The body image and the body contouring, or, like, men feel that they need to be like this. Hence, Craig talking about Daniel's abs all the fucking time.
Yeah, man.
Stop it. Because it's the same
thing.
It's the same thing. You're insinuating it's that because he has abs. Yeah, because he has abs, that there's something better.
Yeah, no.
I just still want him, though. Like, I want abs.
I don't have to.
So that's the thing. Like, okay, like, why? Like, why? Why do you want abs?
Just say I got them shits.
I prefer the power, though.
To say I can live like this.
That's it. To say I got them shits.
I just want
to
be lumberjack strong.
Listen, I want abs the same reason that I want an Iron Man suit. I just want to have it. I just want to have the ridiculous shit.
But, like, my thing about it is just, like, you know, you see it, like, and people talk about, like, you know, you see fighters, yes, they're in the best shape, but whatever. Yeah. But never judge a fighter by their body.
Nah.
You cannot judge a fighter by their body, because you could go in there and you'll get your shit rocked for some. I mean, some.
Look at Asker.
Yeah.
Daniel Cormier had a belly his whole career.
Had a belly, exactly. Asker. He's a dangerous man.
Monster.
So, would you rather have the body?
He don't care.
Would you rather have the body, or would you rather have that sense of, like, empowerment that I can take care of myself? I can take care of my family. I can put you down.
Yeah. What about that Jake Paul fight? Well, that's a guy named Asker. He said
built like a bag
of milk.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the clip, and I was just disappointed.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I didn't even know who won.
Oh, yeah, he got knocked out in the first.
Oh, there, first. Yeah.
Asker got knocked out in the first.
He did.
Literally,
you lucky you paid $49.95 for it.
I didn't pay shit. I saw the
clip. We were talking about.
Oh, you went to the bar?
No, I just saw the clip on, what's it called? Just the one round. I'm not gonna, like, cause I know David watched it.
Ben Askren is old, washed up. I'm sorry, man.
If you pay attention to, like, mixed martial arts and just, like, stuff like that, you seen Ben Askren striking, you knew he didn't really have that much.
Yeah.
Like,
he was on a striker.
Yeah, he sucked at striking, but then everyone was saying he was representing the MMA community. I'm like, don't say that.
No.
Like, don't say that.
Don't speak for me, bro. I will say this, the main driver for abs is I work out a lot. I work out a lot. And the reason why I want that is, like, it would be nice to have something to show for that much work.
It'll take years.
Years of hard work. And then I understand, but it's just like you go, like, yeah, man, I just spent an hour in the gym, and I just spent another hour in the sauna after that, and then I did bag work for 20 minutes. It's like, I want to have some show for that shit.
My thing about it, like...
It's like an Xbox Live achievement.
No, but see, like,
the badge.
You want a fucking badge.
I'll get the badge. I mean,
for somebody who's had it, like, you know, like, back in the days, yes, I worked my butt off to get, like, abs. I was the most miserable.
I miss carbs so much.
What it is like, you know, to get to your workout should be based on, it's a hard workout. I fucking made it through it.
That's true.
That's exactly what it should be about. 100%.
It's also like little goals that you can achieve, right? Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, you got abs. Like, oh, maybe I lost a couple inches, or maybe I like got stronger in this or whatever. Cause like, to be honest, a lot of times, sometimes it's just genetics, right? Like, some people are gonna be able to get that type of body.
Yeah, so we know that.
Your dad's pretty fit, right? Like,
he's a big guy.
That face.
Who's that
face?
I don't know. He's a big guy.
A camera in here. Face is perfect.
Your dad's thin, right?
No.
Finish.
I saw him eating cookie dough. Not so much.
Is he like a martial arts instructor as well?
Yeah. My dad's been doing martial arts for the majority of his life.
No, but it is. It's as far as what you're presenting to the world goes, it is.
I mean, I think you fall into that same methodology. Like, I hear women, you know, who are like, you're happy in a relationship, whatever. I want bigger breasts. I'm going to get a breast. I'm going to do it for myself. And I'm just like, are you really doing it for yourself? Like, wherein you felt low enough, why does the size of your breast kind of dictate yourself, making yourself feel better? I could understand, like, you know, maybe like some women who will want to maybe get like a tummy, and women, you can answer this too, but like getting a tummy tuck after you have kids, all right? Or if you have like, you know, the diverticulitis or whatever, you know, put yourself back to like maybe where you were, but like enhancing or changing what you were born with, just to say like, I think I will feel better this way. I think it's still buying into that stereotype of, you know, this is better than what you have.
I will say this.
Who doesn't like big tits?
Exactly. Wait, what?
Even women like big tits.
Everybody likes big tits.
I'm not a big fan of them, but my girlfriend at the time.
You are an outlier.
I am.
I will hold them for you. I will walk behind you 24 hours a day.
But what size is big? Are we talking like higher than D's? Or?
I think anything over a D's a waste.
I have no idea about women's sizes at all. I just like breasts. Can I just not like breasts? I like breasts.
Anyway, women.
I know the biggest cop out is like, I want to fit in dresses better. That's the biggest cop out.
I will say this:
like women.
When it comes to the appearance,
not me.
I'm more pants than that.
They were looking at me like, what?
I'm a more pants man. I will say this: when I was super super obese. There is a thing that happens when you don't look accordingly to what people expect you to look like.
Like trying to get a club, you know.
Not even, just like when you're very obese, you are treated very differently.
Right.
Like now I look like I can rip you in half. So now people, I'm treated with more respect than that. But when I was 500 plus pounds, like people will like look and like they'll make fun of you, they'll treat you with disrespect, they'll ignore you. Like it's a lot of weird shit. So it's just like, there is, we are privileged.
This guy I'm staring at you. I'm staring at the bed. They're like whispering about me, and I was just because like his eyes are slowly closing, and then he's like,
my man is dreaming of harnesses and
leather. Oh no,
go ahead, so
I'm doing like back. Going over to that like condo and just sliding in.
We'll slide in.
Literally sliding in.
Literally sliding in.
Call that loop. Loop. Yeah.
The lube's in his pocket, bro. He's ready to go.
That's actually in the car.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Luke's
we're going to church right after this.
Bro.
We're going to church right after this. Car.
All right, let's finish your comment. No, we got to get on to the next item on his list.
All I'm saying is that it is a privilege for everyone in this room to say, like, you know, changing your appearance is like, no, just be who you are. But there is a real consequence to looking a certain way.
Right.
I had a friend, I'm not going to mention her name. She is an absolutely gorgeous human being. Then she got a boob job, and everything changed. Mm-hmm. Not her; she didn't change, but how she was treated was. Mm-hmm. I got people coming up to my front desk now, and they won't even talk to me. They're like, "No, no, no. We need like I want her to help me." Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah,
all right.
But what was the reason she got the boob job?
I can't speak to her reason. When she told me originally, I was very much a giant asshole at that stage of my life. So when she told me, it was just like, I think you're beautiful and you shouldn't get your tits done. And she was like, thanks for your opinion on my body. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna go get my titties done. It's like,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You have no business.
And then she went and got it done. And like the, like people treated her like, with respect before, but now it's outright open. Like
she's a piece of meat.
Like she's a piece of meat now. And it's just like,
does she enjoy that attention?
I mean, I hope she does.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, there was a reason for her getting it. It wasn't just like, you know, just, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, why do we, you know, strive for that lustful, you know, that
lust? Because there is,
maybe if you're single and you're still trying to, like, capture that person or find that whatever. But I think when you're in a relationship, come on, yo.
I don't think that being in a relationship should dictate whether or not you have self-confidence. I think self-confidence has to come from yourself. So yeah, you can have a partner and like he can support you and tell you how beautiful, he or she, whoever, can tell you how great you are and wonderful, but that has to come from within first. So I think people who want like either boob jobs or like nose jobs or facelift, whatever they want, it's because they feel like they need it. Like they feel that their self-confidence will improve if they can improve this aspect. Because social media is a bitch. Like, you look online, and there's, like, these gorgeous humans. Just
it's
like
the highlight reel of other people's lives.
And that may not be real homes. Life, but that's what we see, and we're constantly surrounded by. So, like, sorry, Rick.
You're good.
He's just staring at me.
He's fucking checking out.
He's not that kidding
class. Bro, go home and sleep, man, after this.
Uber. We're Ubering you wherever you need to go. Or one of us is dropping you off.
What?
So I feel like it has to come from within yourself first. And if that's going to make you feel better, whether or not you're in a relationship, then you do you. Like, find a way to find that self-confidence. I mean, not that I think everybody should go out and get surgery. Like, maybe change something. Like, figure out how to love yourself more. But self-confidence is really hard in this day and age, I think.
I will say this as an avid gamer. I played a lot of Saints Row. I love any RPG where you can customize your character the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
I am an absolute advocate for body modification. If that is what you choose to do, that's the direction you want to go in. And if you want your outside to match your inside, that is perfectly fine. But that is a personal choice that is outside of anyone else's opinion or influence on your body. Whatever it is that you want to do, please go and do it. And I cannot wait for the science to get to the point where I can become like half man, half leopard. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I want science to do cool shit to me.
Fucking go.
Give me the science juice. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, right?
It's like
what Rita said is the whole thing with like confidence is it has to be within you, but like I didn't grow up down here and I've only been down here for a few years, and I mean the people that get boob jobs.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know, really. You know, the people that get their boobs done and stuff in the Pittsburgh area is way few and far between from down here. It's like the going thing to do. So it's almost like everyone's friends gets it done, and so that's kind of like what you're almost expected to do down here. If you look on Instagram, like everyone has them done, they're in swimsuits all the time. It's the culture down here almost, really.
It is in a lot of countries, Chloe, especially like South Korea.
Chloe just came back from South Korea, and she was talking about how like it is so cheap over there for plastic surgery. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, look at my forehead. Like, I got Botox. And I'm just like, she got like Botox on a regular. I was like, why? I don't want wrinkles.
I've heard of flights for like, especially in the Asian community, of women going over there. My mom coming back a little modified. So...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You just come back like, Mom?
Like, why does she look so amused?
Are you trying to say something?
Am I that interesting? Okay. Yeah. Mom, you do you.
It's like, Mom's over there just looking surprised the time.
I think we came back to the new mom.
Yeah,
I think. All right, Rick.
Go to hell for that.
Next up on your toxic femininity checklist.
Bad bitch culture.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I kind of scoot away from this.
Is that the whole Cardi B thing? Where
man, we're talking Cardi B. We're talking
Lil' Kim. Oh, not Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim's nice compared to Cardi B.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Megan Thee Stallion.
Just, you know, I'm absolutely in love.
Can I look
that
up on Urban Dictionary? What is bad bitch behavior?
Do it.
Stop Urban Dictionary that shit, man. It's gonna poison your mind.
First of all, this man Urban Dictionary's chocolate tacos, and I don't.
You shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have said you ate chocolate tacos and ate the shell.
Choco taco.
He said chocolate.
And even if you Google chocolate tacos, Choco taco is the first thing to pop up.
Choco taco.
The fact that Urban Dictionary popped up first means that your algorithm is fucked.
He turned off his filter.
Yep, exactly. My filter's off.
Oh, you're no safe search off, bro?
Yep, no safe search.
Algorithm is fucked. Do not Google chocolate taco. Yes.
Google it. Google
don't.
It.
Are you gonna
feel like if Rita does it, we're gonna feel like corruptors.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel so bad. If Urban Dictionary. So bad. I'm gonna feel so bad.
Just gonna look at it and be like, "Oh, that looks interesting."
No, no.
They just further.
They don't have any toxic waste in them. Don't add that in there.
So the bad bitch thing, like,
mind you, they said
it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is not good.
Really was that good?
I was expecting like someone to shit on themselves and then a guy going down. Like that's what I was thinking.
Damn.
You know? No, no.
My dude. No,
no. Yo, wait, Dan, isn't is that this more of like the truffle butter type
shit? Yo, Dan, are you whipping that truffle butter up, bro? Like,
oh, that's what that is called?
Hey, bro, blink twice if you need help, son. What the fuck? You nasty. I thought you were innocent. Oh, my God. I'm telling your mother.
I was so, like, what the heck?
According to Urban Dictionary, bad bitch is a badass, solid chick with self-respect.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
No, okay, so, if you guys ever...
Rick doesn't want women to respect themselves. No.
Wow. That's not true. I adore women. I look up to women. I love
but you
women.
Don't respect your body.
You don't respect
that son of a bitch like
I respect their... That's only if they want it to be.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not.
I'm not recording this.
These two about popping your dick. Like, I didn't know your dick could pop.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
That is a thing. Yes.
That is a thing?
Yes.
Popping your dick is a thing.
Like, they literally grab that bitch.
No, you don't.
Would you be okay?
Grab it like that, bro.
I don't know if I know what that means. What do you mean, like?
You can crack it like a
crack your dick. Crack your dick.
Like, you crack your fingers. Yeah, see?
Yeah. Thank you.
Is it painful?
No.
No.
It's safe. According, no. Do not listen. Do not listen to these two monsters.
It is not painful.
Don't listen to them.
It's fine.
Look, if my dick makes noises, there's something wrong, bro.
You're just hungry. You mean this hungry, goddamn growling.
Yes. Do cracking your knuckles hurt?
No.
Does it make a sound?
Yes.
See, exactly.
Yeah, but you have bones in your knuckles.
That's a different.
It's different.
It is.
Yeah. Even though it's not a different bone.
I know it's not a bone. That's what I'm saying. It's a muscle.
It's a muscle, but you could still crack it. It is a thing.
Still pop it.
Okay.
Okay. No.
We will take your word for it.
Lupe Fiasco actually made a really good song regarding this, and it was called Bitch Bad, all right? And it was called Bitch Bad because it was a woman listening to the radio, and her son's in the back. And as she's listening to the radio, she's like, yo, I'm a bad bitch, da-da-da. So this kid grows up thinking that bad bitch is an empowering woman, and then you have another person, like, literally next block over, and their mom is just being called a bitch over and over and over. And it's a term bitch that's being used as a...
term of endearment,
and it really just shouldn't. Like, I don't think anybody should be considering themselves, like, should be calling themselves or recognizing themselves as a bad bitch. Like... Bitch in itself, there is no positive way to use the word bitch.
Well,
no real positive way to use the word bitch. And 9 times out of 10, when they are saying that they're a bad bitch, like, what exactly are they doing
it's
to make
it? I feel girls like if you have to say it, then you're not. Like, you should be able to present yourself that you're, like, a tough, like, you know, standalone person, that you shouldn't have to be like, oh, I'm bad. Like, people should know it without you having to say it. Mm.
But can different generations of societies co-opt words that were once bad and make it
their own?
Yeah, because bitch is a derogatory term.
Bitch is a derogatory term.
It wasn't.
As a black dude, do you use the N-word?
Yes.
Ooh, I keep myself away from it as much as possible, only because, and this is why, one, I realize.
But I have heard you say, my nigga.
Yes.
So,
yes. I mean, because it was built into the culture, and that's exact. I'm not saying, and that is a toxic thing. I'm not saying it is a positive thing. That word, in my opinion, if I like really sit down and talk about it and have a thing, I'm like, hey, you know what? Probably shouldn't say that word. That word has a lot more things brought up negative.
Yeah, headphones. Too close, thank you.
That thing has a lot of negative things brought up more than it does positive things. So like when I do say, my nigga.
Well, here's the thing.
You know, like,
Well, I think it all depends on the circles you can go in. I mean, for you, it could still be derogatory, but for other people, it's very much a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Just because how you use it and how you want to take it, or your circles that you're rolling, that they use it that way.
I know it doesn't work with my wife. So, no, that's not working. So, it ain't gonna work for me.
This man's over here on a scooter drinking Capri Sun. I'm not watching this.
Because the title of it is Big Ass Nigga on a Scooter Sipping Capri Sun.
That is my video from 8 years ago. That's
you.
That's me.
Holy shit.
You haven't seen it?
2.8 million views.
Really?
Holler at your boy.
I think we should post. You have the actual video. You should post that.
It has 2.8 million views of you just riding a scooter drinking a Capri Sun.
Just me riding a scooter drinking
Capri Sun. I remember when you put that video out too.
Yeah. Yes, it is. You were kidding.
Fucking delicious.
But anyway, yep, that's so me.
Fucking delicious.
I think in that sense, communication and the use of it is key.
But again, when I say it, it's because of culture. It's something I was brought up with. So because I was brought up with that in my culture, it's something that's said. Yeah. Not saying that it does not hold toxicity, because it does hold toxicity, but it's something that in my culture we've just said as a word of endearment. Okay. So that being said, I still consider it a toxic term. It's just a different form of endearment.
It is.
Right. It's a toxic word for you, though. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's the same thing, like, where people would say, I'm a bad bitch. You know, sometimes women can take that, you know, they've been, you know, maybe not forever, but for a long time, been, you know, a derogatory term of women was a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
And not even
but now, they're like, going to take ownership of it, like, instead of saying, like, I am a bitch. I'm a bitch because I'm going to go after what I want.
Right.
I'm gonna be that boss lady that most people call. So back in the days, if you were a boss and you were like a woman who, like, you know, basically, like, you know, just like any dude or whatever out there, you have your lines drawn in the sand. This is what I expect from you. This is what you should do. This is da da da. And the incels under them, that's just a bitch.
He just pointed right at you.
Yeah,
He pointed right at Craig.
Listen, I am an ex-incel. I am proud to admit that I have gotten over that phase and I continue to work to not be there, because those dudes are fucking weird and scary. But I will say this, positive affirmations do exist. And that is an actual thing, neurological mirroring, where you look in a mirror and you just tell yourself, it's like, oh, I'm a bad bitch, or in my case, oh, I'm a bad motherfucker. There is an actual effect to be had by out loud saying that you are a person who's about their shit. So it's just like if I were to hear a woman call themselves a bad bitch, and just like you said, context is important. So it's just like if she's going, like, I'm a bad bitch, it's like, oh, damn, I see you over there, bad bitch. I see that shit. That's awesome. That's high context. But, like, you know, if...
I mean, you see somebody, I'm a bad bitch because I walked up and punched a dude in his face.
Like, no, you're an asshole, you're a felon. You're going to jail, motherfucker. It's just, it limits.
It really does limit.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, communicate with a person saying, hey, look, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, versus I'm just going to just use a cuss word.
Right.
Yeah,
and then, misconstrued everything, and
yes, exclamation point, it's the sauce.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love altering language. I curse like a goddamn.
So I'll leave the bad bitch alone and leave it at that. Okay. So, you know, the attention seeking was a full blown hoorah. The bad bitch was a
Let's talk about one. I have a trait that I
go for
hands touching. Hitting.
Yes. Double standard, based the culture double standard of a girl can wild out and smack the life out of you full force, and you as a man have to restrain yourself.
You step on the mat.
Now, I remember having this conversation with young Daniel, and I used to try to tell him, like, no, you can't hit a girl back. He's like, what the fuck?
He was
like, yo, she hit me, I'm
hitting the girl. Straight overclock.
No, but in high school, I actually wrote a paper on, like, so the paper, because, like, it was in, like, TOK, it was, like, theory of knowledge, and there was, like, so pretty much my paper was about, to what extent can you physically defend yourself in, like, a physical altercation against the women who, like, you know, physically attack you, right? And, like, the video was of this guy, he's in a classroom, this girl keeps hitting him, and he's like, hey, stop hitting me before I get mad. He starts backing up, and she, like,
well,
back and slaps the shit out of him, and you hear the smack. And he picked her up.
I remember that video.
And
yeah.
slammed her down. Yeah, this is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I remember the whole thing. Like, I wrote a whole paper on this and everything like that. But it was like, to what extent can you defend yourself and like a type of altercation with the woman? Like, see, that's a little much. You heard the slap two classrooms down.
Yeah, hold on. If you say that's a little much, and if a dude did it to another dude, yo, that would have been straight justice.
So, like, a lot of people would say is that, like, you know, physically, right, like biologically, that men are stronger than women, ooh. Right? And then, so that's what a lot of people saying, like, in that defense, right? And then,
let's go to a current
when
topic.
It came, so my thing was, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, you should be able to see, oh, that's a woman, she's not as strong as you, and you should be able to, like, you know, take yourself out of that situation, not be able to, like,
okay.
But if there's a fight with, like, a man, right, like, say I'm a bigger guy, there's a smaller dude, and he hits me, right? There's no one's gonna be mad at me for beating the shit out of him.
My dog.
Right? Because he's a smaller guy.
My dog. Say,
like, oh, I'm bigger than him.
Exactly.
You know,
in
the same situation.
Exactly.
But and I agree with that. Thing. I used to be against it. Like, it'd be like, you know, guys, you need to really hold yourself back, whatever. But the thing about it, too, is like what people say, like, you should have been able, as a guy, to restrain yourself. Well, who was restraining her?
Yeah.
If her temper was allowed to get up to the point where she think physical altercation was a viable option.
Some big girls out there.
Then it's kind of like, you know, as our boy over in but as our boy over at Will, you know, Will over in Bahamas would say, you know, you play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
You know, you get to that point where you think physical altercation, I think you ask for, you get what you pay, you know, you get that prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it unfortunately. Is, women?
Women?
I mean, I think you should respect someone that it should be. I mean, the man and the woman should be accountable for their actions. I mean, I don't think it's right for a woman to provoke a man or the other way around. So, I mean, when it gets to that, I mean, it's sometimes hard, but you need to walk away. Because I don't think it's right on either side of it.
But still, culturally, though, if it was to happen,
That's a bit of a sidestep here. I'm gonna have to press you on that one just a little bit, real quick. Okay, so. If I reach over this table and slap the life out of Osai, does Osai?
Just like that.
Yeah. Right. If I reach over this table and slap the living crap out of Osai,
I grab you and run to save your life.
That's a bad analogy.
We run, walk your ass. He's like, you got a head start, boy. I'm coming for that ass.
Full force. If I do it, full force. In your opinion, does Osai have authority to slap the life out of me? Yes or no?
I mean, if he feels starting to protect himself, he's going to do it to protect himself and get out of the situation.
Fine. I'll sidestep. We're not saying that. I guess we're not doing yes or no.
So like if you slapped Osai, right, and like he did nothing back, then that also is kind of like, oh, now you feel no threat to go against him and slap him again. So, like, you feel like that open window to be like, oh, I slapped Osai, there's no consequence for that action.
Yep.
So I can just slap the shit out of Osai whenever the fuck I want
to. Well, if he throws you through the wall, then you, like, own that. I mean, you had it coming. So.
I will say so. Perfect. Now, if I was a female,
that's
and
like,
I reached across the table and slapped the living life out of Osai, same force, same PSI.
Amanda Nunez.
So scary. Does Osai have the authority to do exactly that? Throw me up across the wall.
But she didn't have the authority to do it to him. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't.
You didn't ask that question when I was a dude doing it.
Well, I don't think you should have done that either.
But
like,
I did
if you
do it.
Have,
but
if you're
I
mature, you wouldn't just reach across and
correct.
Talk somebody.
But I did do it. Now that I did do it, one, it is immature for you to obviously put your hands on somebody. We can accept that.
Yeah.
I am immature. I am slapping Osai. Osai has authority to throw me up across the wall because I just literally just inflicted physical pain to his body. I am a female. Does Osai have authority to do that?
To hit you back?
Yes.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Why?
I mean,
it was the green light when I was a guy.
It wasn't a green light when you were a guy either, though.
Oh, so if I'm a guy and I slap Osai and inflict physical harm to him, you do not believe he has the green light to slam me up against the wall?
I don't know what he's going to do to you, but I mean, like...
It's going to be awful.
You are kind of sidestepping it.
You are sidestepping it. And like, school, like, I've been slapped in the face by girls, and, you know, it was already known that, like, oh, you can't...
Every guy here
You can't do anything back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I've been slapped a couple of times.
I've been
slapped. It's like in middle school, but it's, like, it's known at that young age to, like, can't do anything back.
Right.
All right, so... We sidestepped that question. The next question I'm going to ask for
very hypothetical and would never happen, but I have to disclaimer out there right now before it gets real. Okay? All right. If I reach across the table and I slap the life out of Rita, that would, it would never happen. And Dan's not here. I have to also throw that out. Does Rita have authority to throw me up against the wall?
Yes, 100%, and I will.
And she will.
And I will. I'm asking Jenna. I'm asking Jenna because she's sidestepping, so I got to figure this out.
I'm not sidestepping. It's the legal implications of what could happen if, you know?
Okay.
I have too much to fucking lose to sock you back.
There's something we're
to have you call the cops on me and some bullshit.
But that's the thing. I was going to get into that. So, like, if there was an altercation like that that happened and the cops were called, nine times out of ten, it is the dude who is without question getting locked up and you're getting thrown in the back of the car.
Well, okay, hold on. All right, so there is something, there's an important aspect that we're missing. And it's a, it's what I use. When I used to do nightclub work for all these South Florida clubs, they were the worst, bloodiest fights of all were always women. Always. The knockdown, drag down, pulling razor blades out of your purse fight.
Oh, shit.
Blood everywhere.
Is that like a Miami
women,
thing?
Women. Yeah, it is. And Broward really didn't happen out here. Yeah. They were the guys that were literally like breaking beer bottles open and slicing people open.
Damn.
They weren't fucking around.
Frank's interested.
He's into that bondage.
He's like my type of girl.
There is one thing though, right?
Calm down, Rick.
You in the cutting?
when it comes to defending yourself, I don't know the actual term for it. I need to speak to a lawyer. But I think it's called justifiable response. So let's say you did reach out. You fucking hit, I'm sorry, right in the fucking face, right? Are you presenting further threat? So did you just hit him and then go, now what, motherfucker? It's like if you didn't continue to engage in as a threat to him, like he has a right to defend himself, but if you slap him and then he beats the dog shit out of you, he's going to go to jail for manslaughter because he wasn't defending himself anymore. Like you hit him, the threat was over.
What if it wasn't the first case? Right.
What if it's what?
What if it wasn't the first time? Like say this is like the third time.
Well, here's my thing. I think part of it's kind of like off a little bit because when you get hit. Like, if you get hit, especially out of the blue, you know, and you can say the threat isn't over, but you got that spark. You see red. Your instant thing is, my world is in trouble.
Yeah.
Three hits. I'm sorry, Rick. Three hits and you're done.
Yes.
So anything after that first one...
I'm sorry, Rick. It's okay, man.
That's
life okay.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, they'll terminate us. But it's just like, listen, I hit you three times before you hit the fucking ground. I'm sorry, but you know... in that instance. So it's hard to kind of like relate that. I still think it goes back to if you feel man or woman enough to strike, to cause physical harm to somebody, you are responsible for the response.
Yeah.
Because you took it upon yourself. It's the same thing. Like you go and poke a fucking lion and don't expect to get swatted. One swipe and you're done. You know, or the people who go to the zoos and they lean over, they throw stuff at the gorillas, and they like, you know what I mean, like you know, so shit like now, that.
No, I will say this, that, and this is more of a side.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, I think when you spark something, it's the same thing. Like, I can't play with matches and not expect to get burnt.
Mm. No, that I understand. I will. There is one sidestep here, and this is. I will say this, and this is more of a not really this room, but in general. Every time I hear the words about anything about equality, the first thing that's on the table is always violence towards women, which there is a lot of.
There is a lot of.
Big problem.
Huge problem. Domestic violence. Most DVs. Usually, it's the males who are perpetrating it. Every time I hear the words equal rights, the next question is always equal fights.
Well, I'm not going to say like it seems like the huge majority of it is against women, men attacking women.
Undeniably, there is a growing
trend of women of men who are abused.
I'm not saying that does not exist. That is for sure.
No, but I want to say that there's a growing trend of it. And I think some of the times that what we got to look at, I think some cases have been mislabeled. Once again, if, you know, Jenna hits me, I hit her back, she calls the cops, I'm being labeled domestic violence.
Well, it's just like if, let's say, Daniel gets in a fight in the street, he totally just grounds one guy, just tears him up.
Goddamn, dang.
He's going to jail because he's a trained fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, once again, it's justifiable response. Like, when you're standing in court, the judge is going to ask you some very hard questions, like could you have ran away? Could you have left? Did you not
try? Are you a trained killer?
You're just like, yes, you're a trained killer, but you're also trained in submission. Could you not have held the opponent down? Like, there are things that are going to be asked, and depending upon how you answer, that ass is going to be going to jail.
Right, but that's the thing is, too, is the mindset of the person at the time.
Yeah.
Like I said, even though I'm trained at it, that split-second reaction is just like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the unfortunate thing, that shooting that just happened, you know, where that cop shot the kid or whatever, you know, it was a half a second or less than reaction. If the kid was coming up with the gun, maybe he threw it off, whatever it was, you know what I mean? But it's like, you can't get into the mind. You can't just say because you are trained at this or you're trained at that, that you should be a better person.
I mean,
the courts will see it that way.
I mean, I understand what the courts are saying.
Yeah.
I understand, like, if it's a different world, if I come at somebody, if I'm a trained fighter justice. And I come at somebody to attack them, but I'll be damned, like, if I'm walking down the street and some dude just walks up and, like, clocks me, you know, you've seen those things with those kids walking up and just punching people or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be damned if that dude is not going to end up 6 feet under.
It's a prime example is that White Lives Matter protest that just happened. This Asian guy got into this, like, no Nazi's face, mm-hmm. bumped him with his chest, and the guy hit him back. They both went to jail. Yeah. So,
I will say this on the cop subject: their training is involved because we hear about police shootings all the time from the police, but you know who we never hear about? The military police.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of any military police, you know, shootings?
No, military.
Legally, you can't have that in our country to enforce any kind of laws.
Right.
Yeah, but like even like
do anything.
Even when they're overseas, like we still don't we don't really hear about any instances of
that's government police. Matters.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different, but their training's a little bit different too.
Their training's a lot more extensive.
It's a lot more extensive. They're a lot more versed in hand to hand combat, non lethal takedown, stuff like that. Yeah. Because military police is you're training to take down trained killers.
so
if you want to try and get into a gunfight with another you know military officer, you both have M4 carbines, you know, training each other. That's not going to work. You know what I mean?
I mean, training, we can't discredit, like, even in a split-second decision,
we can't
discount it. Professional it will be brought
setting.
Into court.
But, right, professional setting, you're training, right. Police officer, you're training, police officer, whatever, that sort of stuff, I understand. But like I said, if I'm on the street and some dude just has a bad day and clocks me or hits me, or, you know, same thing like the dude, like, you know, I'm sorry for the Asian dude, you know, who he bumped the other guy.
Yeah.
He went like into his space. Like, yeah. I have a wall.
Yeah. Yep.
I will give you, like, you he walk into that wall. Yeah, you walk into that space, you have one warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cross that boundary, I am definitely going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no training for, like, the real thing for anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying. So, like, a lot of...
You can't train for being in an actual war. You can't train for, like, you know...
Right.
Like, as a fighter, right? Like, we train all the time, 100% training with each other. Going into the ring is still 100% of a different thing. Like, it's a whole different feeling. There's different things going through your mind. You're not actually able to do, like, some of the stuff you're usually doing. Like, that scenario is always in that actual... real life combat or whatever it is always different than you practicing, or you can go through drills, you can do all this shit, but like in there for real, it's always different.
You don't know if that guy's trying to kill you either. You know, you'd be dirty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go around real quick. We're gonna
2 minute wrap.
We're gonna round this out to see if I can get no sidestepping answers from the entire table. Okay. It's gonna be a 2-way roundabout. All right.
Smoke.
I'm gonna give you the scenario, and I want yes or no.
Bring in the smoke.
Okay. Yeah, make it quick.
Hurricane. All 911 emergency contacts you can't get in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just like it was like a hurricane like 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was no telephones. 911, you're on your own. Sorry, like you can't get in contact with anybody. All that right, was
15 years ago.
That was really one like 5 years.
What? Whatever.
Come anyway, on. All right. So can't get in contact with anybody. So police are not involved. There is no police. There is no higher power here. It is you and just whatever's there. Okay, I do a jab cross hook straight to Craig's. Face. Straight to Craig's face. Jab cross hook. I want his money. He is not sure if the jab cross hook is over or if it's going to be more impact coming on to him. Does Craig have the moral authority or the like just authority to throw me up against a wall and break my back? Craig, yes or no?
No.
I do not.
No.
You're just gonna take that beat and let me take
it. No. It's okay. So here's my obligations, right?
Okay. I'm sorry, before you get too deep into it. Yes, he has the moral authority to fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
no. Up. Okay. Man. So here's what happens, right? And this is what will be said in court. And this is what we all have to do. How is this gonna play out in court? So like, so you go for my money, right?
No court, man. No court.
Phones are down.
Oh, no court. Phones are down. No one's gonna be able to report this. You can't report this.
Martial law.
Hurricane took out everything.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm.
It's that deserted island.
I mean, I've given
up. Does your moral compass say, defend myself and fuck this dude up?
Am I with? Is it just me and you, or is it?
It's you and me. It's you and me. No one will know that I was there. Jab, cross, hook, and I'm grabbing your money. And you fuck him up, Craig. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'll probably kill you.
All right. Mrs. Chen. Yeah. Mrs. Yes. Chen says yes. Dan.
Yes.
Rita.
I told him to fuck you up, so yeah.
Osai. Oh, sorry.
You already got my yes.
Exactly. Jenna, we get a yes.
Yeah.
B.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Definitely. If I am a woman, same scenario.
Bitch.
And I jab, cross, hook the life out of Craig. Same weight and everything. All right? And I go for your money. Do you have the moral authority to break me?
That's entrapment what you
did. Hey, answer the question.
Hey, just go with it. Same answer. I will give you the same answer.
Same answer from both sides.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Same answer.
Same answer?
You piece of shit.
All right, same answer. Mrs. Chin.
Equal rights.
Equal rights.
Equal
Dan.
Rights, equal fights.
Yes. Rita.
Fuck her up.
Jenna.
Sure.
What's up, Jenna?
I cannot get a yes out of this girl. What is this? B.
She's just like, fine.
I'd probably have to second guess that.
Dude, really?
Yeah. I might disable her, but I'm not going to, like,
break her back.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not gonna murder
enough
her.
Enough to protect your stuff, but like, yeah, I don't think you can break someone's
heart. She's not dying.
He or she, are they gonna die if their back is broken?
No. The guy will not die, but you have now disabled the threat.
Okay.
I would neutralize her, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, do you need to break her back?
Like, my job is, like, if any altercation with that happens, especially if it's something where it's like, you know, there's no whatever.
We'll call it make him go unconscious.
But, like, here's the thing.
I'm putting it down to the point where they're not going to attack me again.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to put her in
the ER. So make them go unconscious.
But here's the thing.
Make them go unconscious.
Here's the thing for me. If man or female or whatever, it doesn't matter. If I'm in a confrontation and I think there's going to be a fight, there's going to be physical altercation, mm-hmm. I would work towards disabling, incapacitating, yeah. taking them down. Yeah. If it's a shock, you get what you came for.
Everything's out the window. That's
you
shock
get what you came for because yeah. I have an instant reaction. I yes. have an instant on button.
Yes, I will
and you
agree
punch
with that.
And you hit me, that instant on button is all the way on. It's not turn the dial up slowly.
Right. No.
You are going to, I don't care if you're male or female, you are going to get a right fist, full force, from me. That's that instant on button. I mean, we've all done, like, I've had a friend, you know, just playing around, jump on and scare me, and, like, that's how I know I can hit somebody 3 times before he hits the ground. I hit him 3 times before he hit the ground. But I was going to say, like, you have that instant.
This is the 3-time story.
Yeah, you have that instant scare, like, you know, and it's just like, you just react. Your instincts are defense, self-defense.
Still haven't forgiven me.
No.
Damn. So bad. He's like, I had a friend. Crick. I had a friend. You got a friend in me. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Out. A lot of your reactions depend on, like, where you are, too, right? So, like, you could be, like, if you're in school, you're in your job, you're at, a comfortable place, or you're out in the street. Like, me, I'm a very, like, paranoid person in general. So when I'm walking, like, anywhere that's, like, I'm just outside.
You're scanning.
I'm scanning everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about every situation or scenario that could happen. So if someone fucks with me at that point, I am on high alert. Like,
yes. Well, that's why I gave the scenario of, after a hurricane, no way to contact anybody. It's just you and them. Like, what's up?
If they're talking, if we're, like, sitting there talking and da-da-da, and then they just haul off and swing, you're getting it.
Yeah.
If it's, like, you know, you're yelling and you're walking closer and closer, yo, back up, and then I will take you down. I'll basically put you in a scenario that you're not going to hurt
me. And that's different.
But like I said, if you shock me.
Right.
Listen, I mean, I was in a club fight that one time, and I broke a bouncer's arm because he shocked me.
Right. And
yes.
And I think that a lot of us here have a decent moral compass to where if things are escalating, the first thing you try to do is, let me see if I can find an exit because I see it escalating.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and exit.
Different.
Okay, can't find the exit and it's starting to escalate. All right, how can we bring it down to where we're not, like, destroying somebody?
You know,
and then if it does escalate physical, all right, I know it was coming. Let me just break this down.
Like, I mean, are they coming into your house? Like, am I protecting my house? Are you in there? I mean, there's other things that go into it, too, because if they're coming into your house, it's free games.
Yeah.
Like,
As long as they're not walking away from you.
You just turn the body around.
You don't want this. You don't want this.
To have that scenario, because I had that scenario happen, like, you know, where somebody just instantly, like, a shock attack or whatever. Yeah. There is a 5 second or, you know, I think it was like a 5 or 6 second window that I was completely blanked out. This guy was dead. Mm. It wasn't until he started like screaming about my wife or whatever that I was just like, oh,
oh shit, my wife! Like, oh yeah, yeah. Fuck, you're a human. My bad.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it was like hands on the throat. I was crushing in there, like, crushing, and turning around looking for the next threat. Mm. Yep. I just thought it was just.
That was me in high school because like I got in a fight freshman year over some dumb shit, and no. Like
over some dumb shit.
And I'm not paying attention to him because like it was stupid. It was over a chair, but I needed the chair. And then I was paying attention so much to the chair. I got shit. So he punched me, right? And like he punched me, and I immediately just reacted. And it wasn't until I was on the floor and I was choking him that I realized like, oh shit, I'm in school. Like I need to let go before this dude like passes out and everything like that. But for those like couple of seconds, there was nothing else going through my mind. It wasn't until like I was full choked in, hooks in. I was like, oh shit, and then I let go before he passed out.
Bro, I skirted death. I should have got you the chair.
My daughter.
You should have told me, man. I was like,
I should have gotten the chair.
I should have gotten the chair immediately, bro. My bad. I should have given him the chair.
We are 5 minutes over.
Oh shit, we gotta go.
Looks like someone's gotta do some editing.
Listen, man, no, this is going up live. Fuck that.
It's uncut.
I am so happy that you guys came in. It was always awesome to have you guys.
Love it.
But anyways, it is that time.
It is that time.
It is that time.
Thank you guys for joining us on this edition of the
D-Squad.
Peace.